Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. PJ, last week, New York Governor Eliot Spitzer resigned after it was revealed he had repeatedly hired prostitutes. So on Monday, David Paterson was sworn in as New York's first African-American and first legally blind governor. And in one of his first acts, he stood before the press and announced what?
That he'd had affairs, that his wife had had affairs, that goldfish had affairs, the gerbils, and that they'd had the governor of New Jersey, the former governor of New Jersey, and his wife over for the weekend.
Exactly.
And this is all available on YouTube.
That's right, PJ. His affairs in what may have been the most exciting thing ever to happen in Albany, New York. Governor Paterson announced that both he and his wife had had multiple affairs some years ago during what either was a hard time in their marriage or their marriage's total rockin' high point, depending on your point of view. The couple said that it was all behind them now, that they were faithful to each other and would be so until death or until they got a look at next year's crop of interns.
You know, being in state government's got to be, like, really easy because at the end of my work day, I'm tired. I mean, they must have a lot of reserve.
Well, anyway, the governor was, of course, trying to get this all out in the open so there'd be no surprises, and they scored points for it. They were asked what message that by making this announcement they wanted to send to the children of New York State. The new First Lady of New York said, quote, in a marriage you're going to have peaks and valleys, but you want to show them how you get through them, namely seduce the staff until the feeling passes.
Yeah, this is not the best message for the kids. Kids.
Kids, no.
Don't try this at home.
Or at work.
Or in the Days Inn in the Upper West Side, which is apparently right now. Charlie, we're happy to report that Henry, a 111-year-old rare lizard, kept in a zoo in New Zealand, finally did what?
Made romance with the lady lizard.
Yes, he did. It may just be that this week the world's oldest virgin finally hit the jackpot. They've been trying to get this lizard to mate for years. It's a rare species. They've supplied it with willing females, mood music, a subscription to Cinemax. Nothing worked. Finally, a keeper discovered Henry in flagrante delicto with Mildred, a sweet, young, 70-year-old female. A keeper said, and this is a quote, I'm just totally chuffed at what I've been trying to get from old Henry ever since I started looking after him. It's a major, major thing. He's never made it in his life here that we know of. He's looking out there with a wee smirk on his face now.